This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
And I'm Brian Mazurowski.
School bell times were a hot topic in the city of Buffalo last year. Now the same topic is up for debate in the suburbs. WBEN's Zach Penkew has more from the Williamsville School District.
Williamsville schools are considering new start and end times for their next school year.
The research is out there, and it has been out there. This isn't new research that just came out. This is research that has been out there for many years, but I think Dr. Brown Hall and the Board of Education wanted to explore that research and see if there was a reason to change our start time.
That's Williamsville South Principal Keith Boardman. President of the Board of Education, Crystal Kazmarek-Bogner, says this is still just a proposal. However, they will be voting on it at their February 11th board meeting.
We are in a 30-day comment period. Again, the feedback form will be open for community constituents to send their comments. The board will be reviewing all of the comments that are submitted via the feedback form, plus anything we may get by email.
A full list of the proposed times is available on our website, ZachPenQWBEN.com News.
They're kind of talking about flipping the times, right? So high school starting a little bit later,
right?
Because they say kids need more sleep and kids are staying up later on their phones and everything else, and school can't control all of that. But what they can control is maybe the bell time adds to more attentiveness. Then you got to figure out transportation, after school activities. You know, there's so many things.
Daycare, you know.
Now the little kids starting early, you know, that it's a big thing. We're going to be talking about it with Michael Cornell. All the different things, you know, you think it might be as simple as, well, ceasefire deal reached between Israel and Hamas militants. News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas has that story.
Displaced Palestinians celebrated the possibility of being able to return to their homes. Israelis described an emotional roller coaster, aware of the harsh reality that their loved ones, who are ending a 466th day in captivity, may or may not be on the list to be freed. Some families will get to embrace their loved ones with a hug and happy tears when they finally see each other. Others will weep over body bags, knowing their relative died as a hostage of Hamas. For Perhaps more surprisingly, the president touted cooperation with the incoming Trump administration, saying they spoke as one team in negotiations. President-elect Trump, for his part, did not wait for Biden to announce the news. He beat him to it with a post on Truth Social, writing the deal could only have happened as a result of his historic victory in November. You may remember Trump vowed there would be, quote, hell to pay if hostages were not freed before he returns to the White House on Monday.
Well, the U.S., Egypt, Qatar all helped to broker that deal.
The shakeup continues at Buffalo Police 2 days after Joe Grimalia stepped down as commissioner. A top deputy in the department announced her departure. Dawn Kent, Deputy Commissioner of Finance and Administration, has filed paperwork to leave her post. Mayor Chris Scanlon said Grimalia was leaving due to a difference in philosophies in policing. Al Wright is stepping into the commissioner's role pending Common Council approval.
President Biden giving his farewell address yesterday evening from the White House.
Our fellow Americans.
President Biden delivered his farewell address to the nation from the Oval Office Wednesday night, capping a more than half century in American politics.
I've always believed, and I've told other world leaders, America can be defined by one word. Possibilities.
He celebrated a long-awaited ceasefire hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas.
The elements of which I laid out in great detail in May of this year. This plan was developed and negotiated by my team.
Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
Bills and Ravens preparing for their Sunday playoff matchup. It will be the second time the two teams meet this season after a 35-10 Baltimore blowout in week four. Josh Allen yesterday said the team is going into Sunday. It's not the same one that we saw in September.
I feel like we've grown quite a bit since that game. Obviously learned a lot from those moments. Going back and watching it obviously wasn't our best effort. Felt like we didn't play our best football. But again, they got a really good team too. That they're playing this week for a reason. Their defense the last really eight to ten weeks has been superb. Their offense is fantastic as well. They got a lot of studs over there, led by Lamar obviously. And it's a tough team to play regardless.
It's the game of the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, and some Bills fans going the extra mile literally to get everyone ready.
It will be the 10th time that Brian Goldsmith will be lacing up his running shoes and making the 17-mile trek from Hurdle Avenue in North Buffalo all the way to Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. Goldsmith will be live streaming his run this Sunday while also raising funds for Wings Flights of Hope, a local organization that provides emergency medical flights for people of Western New York. His stampede to the stadium tradition started the year the Bills ended their playoff drought in 2017.
It was more of a dare that started. I was living in Buffalo at the time, and I was really kind of just getting into endurance sports. So it's kind of like testing the limits of what I thought I would be able to do. And my wife had just bought me a GoPro. So I strapped a GoPro to my chest and I had season tickets at the time with all my friends and I just ran to the game. Then we made the playoffs in that dramatic fashion on New Year's Eve. So I then was like, well, for good luck, I have to run to the stadium again for the playoff game.
Despite the fact Goldsmith now lives in Dallas, Texas, he still makes the trek back to Western New York to complete his 17-mile run to Highmark Stadium at least once a year. And while temperatures Sunday are expected to peak at around 18 degrees for the day and potentially dip into single digits come kickoff, Goldsmith admits he's not even worried about the weather when he decides to run.
I'm going to go running and it's going to be cold. I don't care. It is what it is. If it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's windy, I don't care. I'm doing it for a cause. And I'm doing it for a reason. I live in Texas, so I've been running all summer. I compete in the Ironman distance triathlon, so I run quite a bit, and I run in the heat, I run in the cold, and it's just no different to me. It's about the mission. I'm a Buffalonian to my core, so a little cold's not going
to
hurt you.
A link to donate for Goldsmith's stampede to the stadium can be found on our website. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Wow, could he have picked a colder day?
I really don't think so, right? I mean, yeah. Come on, it's going to be frigid, but a way to go and raise some money and good luck. Let's go get hyped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For Sunday.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Mostly cloudy with snow showers likely today. A general 1 to 3 inches of accumulation with highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, a few flurries still lingering with overnight lows in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy mid-30s on Friday. Upper 30s with rain and snow on Saturday. Much colder on Sunday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning is Michael Cornell. He's the executive director of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association, also educational and leadership consultant, talking about school start times, which we were talking a lot about in the city of Buffalo last year. And now it seems like more and more suburban school districts are examining what time school starts for what students. Hey, Michael, thanks for joining us this morning. You know, the thing that really, you know, catches my eye about this conversation is you look all over in Buffalo last year talking about school start times because of transportation and making sure that, you know, kids had the buses ready to take them to school. In Williamsville, they're talking about school start times because of how much sleep high schoolers get. In Sweet Home, they're talking about school start times because of wanting to add a little bit of time to instruction throughout the day. I mean, there's a million different reasons behind having this conversation.
Good morning to you both. You know, when I widen the lens a little bit, and you posed a really great question, and it raises a really important issue, Brian, is the issue of local control. You know, you've heard me on your air many times be unhappy when the state tries to impose a one-size-fits-all solution for 743 districts, and there's a lot of reasons why that's bad policy. And what you just highlighted is the reason for local control, right? It's local control done right. Here you have a school district in Williamsville with a great superintendent, Dr. Brown Hall, and a thoughtful board doing their due diligence, getting input from the community, looking at the data that they think matters, getting input from the public. And they're going to do what they think is in the best interest of their community based on their unique needs, based on their unique characteristics in Sweet Home, you know, for their own reasons. You know, Sweet Home is looking to extend their school day. We did the same thing in Hamburg in 2014-15 when I first started there. We extended the elementary school day and adjusted our start times. Took a lot of public input and made the decision that was most fitting for Hamburg at that time. So this is a great example of why local control is so important. And, you know, it should be noted that California and a couple of other states have imposed a statewide requirement for when middle school and high school can start. And in my view, that completely ignores the fact that local control is important. And school districts, you know, school superintendents and school boards have the best view of what's good for their school district, not people in Albany.
You know, Michael, in many cases, these are long-established routines. They've been in place for years, if not decades. How hard is it to break this?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly comes with challenges. How you structure your after-school activities becomes a little bit more challenging, you know, depending on how late you go. There are collective bargaining agreements. I think you saw that in the city of Buffalo, that impact when schools can start. Not all school districts have their own transportation departments. Sweet Home in Williamsville do, so they have a lot more control over what that contract looks like and how they move buses and how they move kids, particularly as it relates to out-of-district kids who are required to bus. So I think there certainly is not without challenges. And I mean, another thing that I think is important, I don't think this is a challenge in Williamsville, but it's a thing in a lot of other districts. A lot of parents like to have their older kids home first so that they can be there to take care of the younger kids. That was something that we heard loud and clear in Hamburg. And the other thing is, this isn't going to solve, it depends on what you're trying to solve for. And all three of these districts you mentioned are trying to solve for something different. So as long as the district is clear about what they're trying to solve for, and you know what they're using school start times as a forcing function for them, you know, for them and their needs.
You know, it's funny you mention that. Some people want the older kids home first to watch over some of the younger kids. And here I am thinking of the exact opposite, where you might want the older kids in school or going to school a little bit later, because when they are older, they're able to handle that a little bit more, get themselves on the bus or in high school, maybe even drive themselves to school instead of having to wait with a younger kid later at home. I mean, that's got to be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's where you have to be clear about what exactly you're trying to solve for. If you try to solve for more sleep, that's one thing. You force your way through the other challenges that are there, because no change like this is without its challenges. And a superintendent and board of education have to be, you know, clear eyed about what the challenges are and then honest with people in terms of the difficulty of moving through them. Which I think Williamsville has done in this case, having talked to Dr. Brown Hall, and he's a gold standard superintendent. I know he's communicated well with his community, and I think their board is going into this clear-eyed in terms of the challenges they'll face in terms of making an adjustment like this.
All right, we've been mentioning three of these districts: Buffalo, Williamsville, Sweet Home. But is this something, as in your role as head of the Erie Niagara Superintendent Association, is this something that's really been bubbling under the surface for a lot more districts?
I don't hear a ton of conversation about it. And when I do hear it, I think sometimes people they're a little bit curious about certain things. For example, that there's not a ton of data that tells us that if you push school start times back, they're going to get more sleep. There's a couple of studies, you know, they're published in 2021. I was looking at them. And for example, the study period, you're talking about a study period of 2015, 16, 17, 18, right? And, you know, after it gets peer reviewed and published in 2021, one study I was looking at was 2017 to 2019 was the study period. Yet social media and cell phones are a huge confounding factor in all of this. And during the study period, YouTube was just getting started. You know, TikTok was just getting started in 2018. So, you know, I'm curious to know if we'll experience the same effects in terms of more sleep, given the fact that these study periods happened pre-COVID and before social media really had a chance to sink the hooks of addiction into our kids when they were confined to their homes for 6 months or a year during COVID. So I think the circumstances in terms of the amount of additional sleep kids are going to get given the cell phone and social media situation in 25, 26, and 27 is a very different social media environment and amount of use than it was in 2016, 17, and 18. So I think a lot of people look at that and wonder a bit.
And it's much different. I mean, because of things that you're mentioning, new technology, everything comes around all the time. Is this going to be kind of an evolving conversation? Like, do you see this constantly changing over the years instead of us, you know, settling on, well, this is the start time?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that are happening in a macro sense with respect to education. The New York State Education Department has put out its portrait of a graduate. Changes in, you know, how we're going to assess kids at the state level, perhaps changes in terms of how we assign credit to kids for graduation. I think there's just a lot of moving parts in terms of the macro perspective with respect to education and in terms of how we deal with the mental and social wellness of our kids in school and take stock of what we can control and what we can't control. And how do we support parents in terms of how they help their kids understand the role of cell phones and social media? And how do we educate our kids with respect to cell phones and social media? You know, all this talk about banning cell phones in school, you can't avoid the conversation about social media and helping teach our kids from a very early age the proper place for cell phones and social media so that they can start to regulate themselves when their parents aren't standing over there and watching them. So there's just a lot. So, yeah, it's going to be an evolving conversation because the variables continue to change.
Michael, thanks so much. Appreciate you all the insight. Michael Cornell, Executive Director of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.